And how do the shows appear within those categories? That's not based on a chart, is it?
No, those shows are then based on the latest updated ones. So we look for what's currently fresh and new.
I like it. I like that there's things popping up that I've never heard of or seen before. I think that's a really nice way of introducing me to some new shows.
If you've got people you follow, then you can see what they recently played. And actually, sometimes if they're live, actually currently listening to another podcast, you can click on it and you can actually join them and co-listen, which I think is good fun.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We're going to talk about the home screen in two stages. First up, the scenario is that I haven't set up an account, so I haven't logged in. I'm coming fresh to the home screen. What will I see, Sam?
So the good news is you will see a number of carousels. The first one is a FanZone carousel, which is the way you can learn more about True Fans. Then you'll see Podcasts We're Loving, which Claire, you curate. The next carousel down will be new and charting, things that have been released recently or things that are popular on True Fans. Finally, based on which country you're in, so your IP address, we will show you podcasts that are in your country that are popular. And you'll find below that the five most popular Apple categories.
Brilliant. Just so we're clear as well, because we're very keen on promoting independent podcasts. So that's what the Podcast We're Loving list is based on, all indie productions. New and charting, that will include the network shows, the kind of really popular shows that people may already know and want to listen to when they join True Fans. So the next scenario is, now I have signed up for an account. Does my home screen look any different when I do that?
Yeah, when you join after you've signed up, the hero headers at the top will be a rolling carousel of promoted podcasts that we want to feature. And then your first carousel will be called Keep Listening. So you will have the first episode of FanZone in there. But as you listen to other podcast episodes, that carousel will start to fill up with the podcasts you've been listening to. The next carousel down is new for you. So things that you've subscribed to, that you've become a fan of, that you want to get the next episode when it comes out. Then Podcasts We're Loving and the other carousels we just talked about. So we just add those two carousels in that relate to you using it as a daily listening app rather than when you are logged out.
Yeah, so Keep Listening, you can quickly just resume where you left off. New for you, you'll see new episodes that have been released of podcasts that you are a fan of. Now, you can also customize your homepage by changing the categories, can't you?
You can. If you scoot all the way down to the bottom, you'll see a button that says Change Categories, and you can change the five categories to any other five categories that are available within a drop-down list. So if you prefer to have comedy instead of tech and news, click that button and we will bring those categories to your homepage.
And how do the shows appear within those categories? That's not based on a chart, is it?
No, those shows are then based on the latest updated ones. So we look for what's currently fresh and new. In the future, we may well curate those as well, but currently we don't.
I like it. I like that there's things popping up that I've never heard of or seen before. I think that's a really nice way of introducing me to some new shows. Now, there is one other way you can, well, I believe one, it's one that we're going to talk about now, customize your homepage using playlists. Now, in a future episode, we're going to talk more about playlists, but there is a way that you can choose your playlist and have it pop up on your homepage every time you come to the app, isn't there?
Yes. We thought it would be lovely if you've got your own personal playlist. Then instead of always going back to the playlist to find it, you can actually just see it on the homepage. So you can pin a playlist to the top of the homepage and that will auto update based on new episodes.
Yeah, super. The featured podcasts that pop up at the top If I wanted to hide those and go straight to my own lists, can I do that?
Yes, thankfully, yes, we allow that customization too. So yes, those featured ones at the top are there for us to give you new podcasts we think you might like, or sometimes in the future there may be sponsored podcasts. But yes, there's a little arrow just below the featured podcast. You can click on it and it will just hide that carousel and the imagery at the top, so you can just see all your own carousels after that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to hide that carousel at all. I always want to see what you're recommending. But just in case. So then let's go right to the very top now.
Right,
we've
to the top.
We've got an avatar. We've got a magnifying glass. You know, some of those are more obvious symbols. Give me a rundown of what I'm seeing at the very top of my home screen, please.
So from left to right, you'll see the TrueFans logo. But that actually is a very useful logo, because when you're on any page in TrueFans, if you want to get back to the home page, you just click on that little icon and it gets you there. We've got a new icon that we've added recently called the Friends Activity icon. And if you click on it, you'll drop down. If you've got people you follow in your profile, then you can see what they recently played. And actually, sometimes if they're live, actually currently listening to another podcast, you can see what they're playing. You can click on it and you can actually join them and co-listen to the same podcast with them, which I think is good fun. The other one is your notifications icon bell. And that is basically, if you're a fan of a podcast, that's where you will see new notifications of new episodes that have been released. But equally, if you're a fan of a publisher and you followed them, then you'll see also other notifications in there, things like new podcasts that they've released. It may be that there's a music artist you're following, and again, you'll see if they've got a new single. And finally, of course, if somebody follows you, you get a notification that somebody has now started following you. And finally, of course, yes, the search icon, and then your avatar, which leads to all of your user settings and other things you can do in the system.
Okay, one other question then. I love the friends thing. How do I find my friends that I want to follow?
So if you go to the search page, you can see that there's three radio buttons. One says podcast, one says fans, one says artists. So if you click on fans and then type out the name of somebody who you think is in TrueFans, you will see their profile. And you can then click on them and find them and follow them.
Yeah, super. I'm going to give you another scenario. I like doing these scenarios, don't I?
You do.
I've come to TrueFans, but I've been listening to podcasts on another app. And I've already got my favourite podcasts, and there's quite a few of them. I don't really want to go through searching for every show. I mean, maybe I'm just lazy, but is there an easier way for me to get the shows I used to listen to on another app to be showing up on the TrueFans app?
Thankfully, the answer is yes for most apps. So, for example, Apple, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, you can export your podcast list. It's in a format called OPML. OPML is a format structure for exporting a list of your podcasts. And other apps can read that OPML file. So TrueFans can read the OPML file. So you can go to your playlists in the top right-hand corner, click on the icon and upload your OPML file. And then we will turn that into a playlist for you. And then what happens is it's a dynamic playlist, so we'll auto-update to the latest episode available. And you, again, you could pin that one if you wanted to the top of your homepage, or you can edit that imported playlist and reduce it in size. Or equally, if you play any of the items in that imported playlist, they will be added to your library. And again, you can then use those to create other playlists. So there's lots of options, but OPML import and export is what we do. Sadly, not every other app allows you to export in OPML.
If the app you've been using allows for OPML export, you will find this in your settings. It may say export OPML or export podcasts or something similar. Once you've exported, in TrueFans, click on your avatar at top right, then go to playlists. At the top of the page on the right, you will see the OPML icon, which is a blue square with white circles inside. Click here, locate the OPML file wherever you saved it to, and click on Open. As Sam already explained, you will now have a new playlist featuring your shows from that app. There is one other quite cool thing I like that you can use to customize the way your home screen looks. There are two little square icons underneath the search bar. What do they mean?
So those icons will allow you to change the view of the page. So the first one is a card view. That's where you see the cover art and you see then the metadata information below it. And then the other one's a list view. So some people like to see the whole carousel just as a simple list and therefore a long scroll. And some people like to have a card view and then you get a horizontal scroll.
Lovely. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.